On the South Shore's Morning News, we have our chief meteorologist, and that is Rob Gilman. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure on a Friday with a lot of anticipation.
I know, I was thinking maybe we can just kind of escape this winter and not have to deal with any of this precipitation heading our way, but I guess we're going to have to deal with it, and you're the man to sort it out for us. We're hearing whatever arrives right here on the South Shore, that's going to be starting sometime, on late Saturday afternoon or Saturday night. Could you give us a little bit of a timeline, Rob?
Thank you. The words would have worked really well a year ago, because we didn't have a winter last year except for some bitterly cold days in early February. We haven't had a real snowstorm here along the South Shore, and again, I'm not talking about all the towns, because remember, just December 6th, 2, 3, 4 inches of snow fell in Rockland and Pembroke and that band that came right off the ocean. So yes, all weather is local, but for the greater Boston area, all of the towns and the city of Boston, you have to go back to February 25th of 2022, so nearly 2 years since we've had 4 inches, and there's no doubt we're going to see more than 4 inches across most of greater Boston. And yeah, it starts Saturday. Certainly no issues right through tonight and tomorrow morning. The first part of this here, Christine, will be some snow showers off the ocean, not amounting to inches of snow, but you'll see the snow in the air. The wall of snow and some rain comes in toward midnight, so your evening plans tomorrow night look okay.
That's good. Now, what about along the coast? I know that sometimes we get that rain and snow mix. Are we going to get a mix? Or are we going to get the all snow, too?
It's going to be a mix right along the coast. And, of course, you know, is right along the coast where you put your beach chair, or is right along the coast where your flood insurance is a concern, or is right along the coast eastern Massachusetts? That's why we always say all weather is local, and you'll get your very latest information right here. Right along the immediate coast, again, where you put your beach chair, it's going to be mainly rain, especially from Duxbury and Plymouth toward the Cape. And I say that because there's plenty of cold air in place, and that's really the key to this event. Tremendous amounts of cold air locked in place all across the Northeast. High pressure is building to our north. We never had that last year. So there's no question this is going to be a substantial, significant snowstorm, as Josh Nichols has been saying, across New England and most of Massachusetts. The mix will occur where the east wind really starts to increase. The water right now is 44 degrees just off Brent Rock and Plymouth Beach. So once that east wind starts to increase 20, 30 miles an hour with stronger gusts, it's going to bring in heat, and that will melt the snow right along coastal places for much of the storm event. You get just inland, and I'm talking about Route 3A, especially Route 3, it's mainly snow. So there you're going to have substantially higher snow accumulation. It's going to be tough to travel by later Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's where we'll see the highest accumulations, and especially as you get Route 495 north and west into Sunday morning. The snowfall, it'll be all snow everywhere as the storm pulls away. And remember, we have that reservoir of cold. So as the storm pulls away, that's all coming down onto the South Shore, even right along the coast and the Cape. That'll be Sunday afternoon.
Now, is that going to be the light, fluffy stuff or the more of the heavy, wet snow? And what kind of plowable amounts are you looking at?
Mainly the heavy, wet snow across the area around Route 3 and up near 128, 93. Again, it's going to mix with rain, so it's going to be like cement the closer you get to the immediate coastline. And it's going to be coming down at a good clip later Saturday night into early Sunday morning at the height of the storm. You get west and north of Route 128, especially 495. There's much colder air in place, and that's what makes a fluffier, denser snow that can accumulate better. We call that like a fluff factor. So that's why you're going to see 8, 12 inches or more into Middlesex County and 495 north and west. For most of the South Shore, I'm talking about the city of Quincy, the town of Braintree, Marshfield, Brockton, it looks to be a 4 to 8 inch snowfall as it mixes with rain from time to time, especially on the onset and during late Saturday night, but it will end as all snow and everything will freeze in those areas. Now, you get right along the immediate beachfront and even much of the town of Hull and coastal areas of Marshfield and down to Plymouth. It's going to be closer to a 3, 4, 5, 6 inch amount. Again, the heavier snowfall will be away from the ocean onto the canal and the Cape. Again, similar, 2, 4 inches. It will end as snow everywhere. And some of those snow bands could come down hard Sunday afternoon to a few snow showers with the temperature dropping Sunday night. And this is just the first storm, Christine. A stronger storm is coming into the middle of next week.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that, Rob.
That will be mainly rain. That's going to take a different track. But yeah, this is the time of year we should expect this kind of storm pattern. And we really don't see a caboose in sight to this freight train.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for giving us the details on this pending storm. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman.